You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
This week we're reading a reflection on how small details connect us to a sense of place. It was sent to us by Dale Gillespie, an entrepreneur and third-generation Montanan living in Polson. He writes,
"Growing up in western Montana, I spent my summer weekends fishing and exploring the outdoors. Winters in Glacier Park, snowshoeing along McDonald Creek, brought images of trappers and teepees. Smoke whispered through frigid air, ice needles floated, mallard ducks broke the funereal silence as they slapped wings on transparent waters and landed again 100 yards downstream. This was my home. Another part of my family came from eastern Montana, but that place seemed like a foreign country to me. I had no feeling for it when I visited my cousins and grandfather. It was not until my 30s that I finally felt the beauty of the plains. I was sitting on a back porch overlooking 2,000 acres of wheat, listening to a farmer describe rare toads that hibernated until rain fell. I watched the old Charlie Russell sunset coloring a distant butte just above the Missouri Breaks. Cows bellowed. In that moment, I finally appreciated the other part of my heritage, the flatlands of eastern Montana, where few could describe the ruggedness or the sunsets. My roots are complex and tangled, transplanted Californians, third-generation Montanans, tribal members from ancestors dating back thousands of years. Yet each of these perspectives anchors me to these familial lands."
Gillespie pairs his reflection with a short segment from Wallace Stegner's autobiographical novel, Big Rock Candy Mountain. This passage was reprinted in The Last Best Place, a Montana anthology.
Like Gillespie, Stegner finds identity in the small details. He writes,
"He knew the homestead in intimate and secret detail, because there was so little variety in it that the small things took the senses. He knew the way the grass grew curling over the lip of a burnout, and how the prairie owls nested under those grassy lips. He knew how the robins tucked their nest back under the fringes of prairie wool, and their sky-blue eggs were always a wonder. He could tell the way the horses clustered in the corner when something was wrong, as when Dick got wound up in the lower strand of the fence and almost cut his leg off trying to get loose. He could tell instantly when a weasel was after the hens by the kind of clamor they made. Nothing else, for some reason, ever caused that fighting squawk from the mother hens. He could tell a badger's permanent burrow from the one he made digging up a gopher. The yapping of coyotes on a moonlight night was lonely and beautiful to him, and the yard and the chicken house and fire guard and coolie were as much a part of him as his own skin."
A passage by Wallace Stegner.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer, financial support from Humanities Montana and The Bookstore and Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.